Hello and welcome to Endpoint Zone Overtime. This is a new series of videos where we're going to be taking a little bit more of a deeper dive into certain scenarios around enterprise mobility. However, before we dive into any specific scenario, Brad, let's just think a little bit about the general challenges that we see in the space.
You know, every organization in the world is going through this digital transformation that is honestly going to redefine every company and in every industry. And I think the way we need to think about this is a revolution akin to the Industrial Revolution we've talked about, you know, for a couple hundred years now. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's just reflect on that for a minute and kind of talk about some of these kind of these revolution times and how, you know, this new one that we're in right now kind of fits into that. So first of all, you think about the late 1700s. You know, this is where steam and water and kind of mechanical production came in and took productivity and efficiency up a quantum level, mm-hmm. right? Then you get into the late 1800s, electricity starts to come in, you've got mass production, division of labor, and that was like the second revolution from an industrial perspective. I think the next one was late 60s, early 70s. Now you have IT, electronics coming in, and again, the whole level of productivity and efficiency goes up again. Right now, we're right kind of at the beginning of the next one. It's this digital transformation. Every company is going to have to transform. They're going to have to redefine themselves because these things like cloud and mobility are just redefining business.
Yeah, and it is kind of amazing that we actually have the technology today that folks can actually take advantage of to help redefine their businesses. Lots of business process happens inside of the office environment. Mm-hmm. So inside of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, pretty amazing. And all of that can be protected with Enterprise Mobility Suite.
That's right. And in fact, I think Microsoft will be one of the key partners that most organizations in the world, you know, leverage for this. And we have this thing called the Enterprise Cloud Suite, which brings together all of the innovations we've done in Windows, in Office, in the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And I think that's going to be the foundation that organizations are going to base this digital transformation on. And I do think Microsoft's in a very unique position to partner with organizations through this.
Yeah. So, what kind of pain do we actually see that IT are facing that we can help them with?
Yeah, I think it's all about change and change management. You know, these concepts of things like cloud and enterprise are fundamentally changing how IT has to operate. You know, organizations for the last 30 or 40 years have built perimeters around the corporations, and that perimeter was kind of like the final line of defense.
Yeah.
Well, as application, as data is moving outside of that perimeter, the traditional ways that organizations have thought about protection, have thought about securing the data, no longer work because the data is no longer behind the perimeter. The perimeter is evaporating.
Yeah, totally. And some of that pain that has been solved by IT with some other types of solutions is actually, well, it's actually ended up impacting users and mm-hmm. causing user pain as well.
Yeah, and I think that's been one of the biggest struggles, in the early part of this next revolution. You know, we want to empower our users and at the same time protect the company data that they're accessing. And I think the solutions that have been delivered over the last couple of years have done well at protecting the data, but at the expense of a horrible user experience and kind of a disempowering user experience. You know, I get a chance to talk with, you know, dozens of customers every week, and, you know, those companies that have deployed some of the early entrants, if you will, into enterprise mobility management hate the email experience that they're having. Their mm-hmm. users don't like it. They're actually not using Office. They're using kind of like knockoff versions of Office, and it's just not an empowering experience. And so I think users are coming back and saying, hey, give me the same iconic, rich experience that I want, and give me the same kind of connectivity experience that I have in my personal life and my business life.
Yeah, and I think they're also concerned about privacy as well.
Oh yeah, good point. You know, when a user brings in their personal device into work, if the first thing that the organization does is takes control of that device, users are a little bit, you know, concerned about that because they are concerned about IT snooping on them.
Yeah, so what are the components that we actually have that can help these folks to be able to solve these problems?
You know, we've worked hard over the last couple of years as we've integrated across Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And I think we've found this right balance that is both empowering for users, but still delivers IT the security and protection that they need. And then we can apply that certainly on Windows, iOS, and on Android. But we've also done some significant work in Windows that delivers, you know, unparalleled levels of protection while still empowering users in Windows 10.
Yeah, and some of the things that we've actually built out there are features around application policy, around application deployment, also around device policy authentication, conditional access mm-hmm. as well, first to market with that kind of feature, and also around our enrollment policies. So really pretty amazing things there. And this video is actually part of a blog series that you've authored, which is actually helping to explain some of that in a little more depth than maybe you've seen before, and in a little more sort of a cohesive end-to-end story built around helping you to be able to secure access to corporate email.
You know, one of the things I've learned over the last couple of years as we have built this, you know, this concept of, just take for example, conditional access to email. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got the Office 365 services, Intune, Active Directory on the back end coordinating, and there's all this integration that has to happen. Down on the end device themselves, you've got the Office mobile apps participating with our Authenticator app for things like multi-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. You've got the container and the MDM capabilities that Intune delivers down. And the level of interactions that has to happen, both on the device and then with the cloud and across the cloud, is pretty amazing. And so we wanted to go into some of the depth of all of this integration work that we've done that enables things like conditional access, which both empowers but at the same time protects. And I think as we get deeper into this and people really understand the level of the integration done that we've done, they'll look at it and go like, wow, this is amazing. You know, I can see why Microsoft has the premier solution on the market.
Yeah, and it really is about integration. Very, very tight
integration. Multiple years of work on this.
Yeah, and pretty incredible stuff. And the series is actually going to have a whole load of resources in there for folks to be able to go through. We've got things like labs in there. Yep. We've got technical documentation so you can get started. We've also got a pretty fantastic offer around an IDC paper that we had created from then to kind of explore the space a little bit more. So that's going to be available to you inside of the post that accompanies this video, and you'll be able to get hold of that just from there, totally exclusive to this.
We'll have some of the program managers that are overseeing all the work that we're doing in those spaces and going through the details of it. I'm really impressed with what's been put together here, because it introduces the topics, introduces the concepts, goes into the details of exactly how they work. Here, go give it a try. Here's more information about it. And this is just all new stuff. And so I think education and getting to know it and seeing it is really important.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic stuff that we've actually got together with this end-to-end series. So please take a look at the series, and they can get hold of the series on aka.ms/inthecloud.